Do we have any more lights? On
lights on the audience?
No, we didn't know you were coming, so we didn't get any spotlight set up. So, I don't know what we can do now.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, no, this is okay.
It's okay.
I just have a couple of things. First, Hasia held the first press conference today. She hadn't given any comments to the press. We hadn't had anything here much while they dealt, or they started to deal with the whole legal situation. And what we did is we got the transcript of that press conference, the questions, and Sunshine is going to read at least the highlights of it so we all can hear what she had to say. I spoke to her about an hour ago, and she got for the first time to see Bhagwan today. She spent about 5 minutes with him. I didn't know we were going to have the chance to see him, but she described how he was doing. She said he looked frail, he looked tired, and she just fell at his feet crying. And his first question was, how are the people doing? And she said, they're beautiful, they're together, they're getting it together. But that was his first question, and I asked if I could pass it on, and she said, sure. And then I spoke to Kendra. Bhagwan had been doing interviews with press, as I said, for about 3.5 hours. And one of them was a long half an hour interview with a program called Night Watch, the CBS, and that's going to be broadcast early morning today. They do quite a lengthy piece, 17, 20 minutes, up to half an hour. And he talked much more at length about what you just saw. He said to the reporter that he was in pain and he was uncomfortable. And he said the way in which he was arrested was brutal and unnecessary. He said it reflected very badly on this country. And that he said those people were screaming at him, and he had just told them, why? You don't need to scream. You just can quietly explain to me why you're arresting me. And he said instead of that, they just screamed at him, handcuffed him, chained his feet, put the handcuffs on a chain. And then he said it was so unnecessary. I mean, it was so clear that none of these people were going to do anything. And he was asked... It was such a long interview. He was asked how was he feeling. He said, again, uncomfortable, and that his asthma was coming back, that his back hurt, and that these few days in jail, it would take him at least 1 year to recuperate his health. And they asked him, well, what will happen if you have to stay any longer in jail? And he said, well, I don't know if I can make it. And he was asked, what will happen if you can come out of the prison? He said, I'll leave this country. I don't want to be in this country anymore. And he said, but what will happen with the commune, with your people? He said, that's no problem. We can be anywhere else. I'll tell my people to come, and we can be in some place. He said, I can go back to India. We can go anywhere, and we can be in a place that we can live peacefully. He spoke harshly against this country, and mainly about the way in which an innocent person was treated. And, you saw him here. I mean, frail and tired, but still, he's very clear about how he's feeling. And the reports of the people around him, like the nurse, we saw some reporters saying that he was a lovely man. There was one report in the San Francisco Chronicle, I think. You remember a federal marshal saying...
He was describing Bhagwan, and he said, well, he smiles a lot, and his eyes look right through you.
He has those eyes. They go right through you.
And he said, I can't help but admire the man's attitude. We also had a couple of journalists call, one last night and another one this morning, that had an opportunity to be in the hearing yesterday. And one of them actually started crying on the telephone, telling us about what he saw yesterday. And we don't really see, because even the CNN piece, it went so fast, we couldn't actually see that he had chains on his feet. He had a chain around his waist, hooked to his arms, and then hooked to everybody else that he was arrested with, and they were all trying to walk together. I mean, it was just a really ugly scene.
Oh, there was another thing he described on this TV show. Actually, we heard first from the journalist, this same man who called us, who said, after the court hearing, when they got him in the car, he said it was such a charade. I mean, all these big guys, you know, these big security guys or U.S. Marshals or whatever, big cars, and they get Bhagwan and Devaraj in one car. He said you could see that Bhagwan was in pain getting the car. The door of the car was not even closed yet, and the car just screeches out. And the journalist said you could see that they didn't even have time to hold on to the seats, or they didn't have how to hold on to the seats. They seemed to be doing purposely, to be doing it purposely. And tonight, in that Night Watch program, Bhagwan explained the same situation. He said, they put us in a car, and before we had time to hold to the seat, or we couldn't because of the chains, those people were driving so fast, they seemed to be purposely doing it because they realized that I was in pain. The same story.
Do you know if they finally got his chair, if he got his chair?
That was refused. So anyway.
So what I have today, Hasia in Charlotte, and Peter Shea, who's the immigration lawyer, held a press conference. And Mary Catherine from the Rajneesh Times, I understand, is in Charlotte now, and she's covering the story for us. And we had a tape played for us on the telephone. And then we had it transcribed tonight. The tape was barely audible, so bear with me. I'm going to try to give you as much of it as we have, but there's going to be some confusion in some of the sentences. It's a question and answer situation. Would you be asking to have him leave here and go back to Oregon? And then it's Hasia that's going to be answering all these questions. I'm pleading, please get him out of jail. Are you going to go to the magistrate and ask for his release sent back to Oregon? Whatever it will take, the attorneys are working on it. I don't think I will be heard by the magistrate, but I'm asking the public's help. I'm asking, why didn't he then wait for the indictment? Did you know or expect his arrest at the time he left your Oregon base? I'm not concerned with the organization right now. My only concern is Bhagwan's well-being. I've not been on the ranch since I have heard that he has been arrested. I have no idea what is going on. Our people are very concerned, are in pain. People are close together right now, but the concern is enormous. Do you think this is likely to solidify the faith and loyalty or displace it? I don't know. I think it would solidify. The love for Bhagwan that our people feel, if anything, will just, when is he going to Bermuda? We had heard rumors. National Guards were happening on an ongoing basis to be on call. Our people are getting more and more nervous and uncomfortable since Bhagwan's well-being is our priority. Bhagwan was going to take a break from it all while the attorneys were working out whatever they were working out with the officials. Where was his destination? And then there's a, Bhagwan was, I think it was, aware of subpoenas he has for next month. I think it is the 20th of next month. It was just for a few days to get away from all the nonsense which is going on. Was he or you or the others aware that an indictment was going to be served in Oregon? There was no indictment. In fact, it was Friday evening, the attorneys had been talking to the officials, and again, the famed reply went on, "We can't deny and we can't confirm if there is anything going on." Was he aware that there was a sealed indictment? No. Was anyone on the ranch aware that there were indictments to come down on Thursday? No. The indictment idea has been going on since June. Why do you think he wanted to take a break from it all out of the United States? It was not outside the United States. Well, Bermuda would be outside the United States. Charlotte is not outside the United States. The idea was just to be out of the state of Oregon. Why Charlotte? Were you trying to arrange transportation if the government is anchored in their allegations? Were you trying to arrange a... Look, let's look at it this way. When the plane took off about an hour or so later, they had landed to refuel, and why would Bhagwan be leaving right with a chartered jet in broad daylight with press all over the ranch if he was going to leave the United States so the plane could go to Bermuda? That was after I had told the people that the press had been checking out where they were so that no matter where the plane would land, they would be met by press. There would be no rest. Met by the press? You guys make life a little difficult at times. But to Bermuda? Well, I don't know how far I was going to follow it through. Are you denying that he was heading for... I am not denying. Planes would be met at that point. I guess would just go on a further destination. But you are denying that he was evading prosecution? Was he fleeing prosecution? No, there was no prosecution. And in fact, when our attorneys had returned from Portland the same afternoon that they were leaving, and they found out that Bhagwan was on board a plane, they said it may not look right if he left the state of Oregon, at which point we attempted for maybe over 4 hours to communicate with the plane from the ranch through the FAA, whatever that organization's name that reaches airplanes, tracking them all along across the country, sending messages, making it for them to call home. The pilot was receiving them. We were told the airplane had acknowledged receiving the message, but no call was coming back. Could you just clarify what his original destination was? Was it Charlotte or was it Bermuda? We did not know it yet, and he did not know where he was going. He took off without knowing where the plane would ultimately to Charlotte. Why Charlotte? A friend who lives here has a nice house where rest could happen. But when you thought that reporters would find out, or had found out, that he was going to be in Charlotte, at that point did you change plans and decide to go on to Bermuda? Well, at that point I was hoping that he would not be harassed and bothered. Why did you send messages to the plane? No, at that point it was call them to please return to come back to the state of Oregon. Why? Because the attorneys advised that it may seem inappropriate. But the attorneys did not know they were going to get indicted? No, they didn't. They didn't consult the attorneys about whether they could leave the state? In fact, when the attorneys returned, was already after the plane had refueled in Salt Lake City. Could there be a removal before Thursday, or do you anticipate that this hearing will take place here rather than a removal to Oregon? What I'm hoping will happen is that Bhagwan will be removed from jail into possibly a hospital situation, if need be under guard, but in a clean, quiet environment. That is my major concern. But here, not in Oregon before Thursday, I don't know where. I just want him out of jail. Did the original travel destination have anything to do with any other reason than, well, living in constant tension, people were being very upset. There was always worry of some kind of a confrontation might happen. It was just that he would be away for a break. The confrontation between who? When people get nervous, our neighbors are very hostile. Ranchers, or the political situation in Oregon seems to be right now, seems to be whoever gets the worst case against Bhagwan is going to get his next, something about calling it hierarchy. They're all cutting up the pie, then they'll be running for a higher office. The hostility is constantly being built. Very irresponsible remarks have been made by top ranking politicians there, including the government. Very irresponsible. Instead of coming to check out what the situation was, he was already making statements basically rabble-rousing on television. And she's talking about the governor there. We had called in the authorities to please come in and help apprehend those who had committed crimes and clean up the mess. And even at the beginning when we did that, the governor got on TV, and I think it was the attorney general saying they did not believe any crimes were committed. It seems that no matter what we do, it is unsatisfactory. Are you satisfied now that Sheila and the others have been arrested? Absolutely. We've been asking this for a long time. And to see Bhagwan shackled with handcuffs like a criminal, that is inexcusable. Have you seen the Bhagwan? No, I have not been allowed to see him at all. How long did they say this little rest would take? Just a few days. He would have had to have been back for the 20th. How do you explain that the pilot received the messages, and there was never any response? I don't know. I would guess someone was running interference, but I don't know what happened. Could it be that they just didn't want to turn around and come back or call? They did not know what the message was. The message was to get them to call. I think the word is home base or something like that. We even called the company from whom the plane was leased to find out if the telephone was working. Did you consult attorneys before the plane was leaving? No, they were not in town. In fact, the arrangements had been made on Saturday for it to come because we usually do deep cleaning of any area that Bhagwan is put into. So the plane was there early morning Sunday, and a crew of cleaners was on board and packing a few of his clothing and medical equipment. The nurse attending him says that he's in good humor and high spirits. Does that surprise you? No, that I would expect of him. How far in advance had this trip been planned? It was not planned till Saturday, and actually Sunday when the plane was cleaned. Whose idea was it? Just a group of us were talking about wouldn't it be nice if Bhagwan could get away from here and people on the ranch could go about working instead of worrying about what might be happening and go play, rejoice, work, do whatever we do. How does it compare to when he left India? Was he taking a rest when he left there as well? I have no idea. I was not in India at the time. I was in America. I need to follow up on an earlier point. This is garbled, but it could have been if a nurse and sheriff says he appears in excellent health this morning. Do you not believe them when they say that? Bhagwan's condition isn't one where a nurse and the sheriff can decide what his condition is. Bhagwan is the type of a person that when he had a major ear problem, and the doctor who was called in from outside could not believe that Bhagwan did not blink an eye when he performed a very, very painful procedure. You can pull Bhagwan's leg in positions that a normal back person would be in pain, and he will not show any outside reaction to it. He cannot be taken care of by a regular doctor in jail. He needs his own physician who has been taking care of him, who knows the delicacy of his condition. Where is Devaraj? I don't know where he is. He is in a different cell. I have not seen him yet. Can his lawyer see him? I don't know. I can't seem to get any answers. I want to see my husband. Her husband being Devaraj, of course. Do you think that it is possible that he will die in? My concern is that he may die here or shortly after. He is highly allergic, which brings on his asthmatic attacks, which I don't understand medicine. In the past, when his back went totally out of place, where the pain was agonizing, was caused by heavy coughing. When he gets the attack, he then throws his spine out of place. We cannot perform surgery on him because of his diabetic condition. He had the slightest infection on his toenail, and it took forever to get it back to normal because of diabetes. Does he have any kind of prescribed drugs that the lack of which in detention would give him aggravation of his condition? Sort of garbled. I know that his doctor deals with his body in very delicate ways, mostly preventatives, so that he knows when to lower his drugs and when to increase them, because it all is interrelated with his diet. If you change his calorie intake, his blood goes up. Is he aware of Sheila's arrest in Germany and what was his reaction? I don't know. You haven't spoken to him or seen him? I have not been able to see him. What was your reaction to that? It's about time. His physician is your husband. You're concerned about him? Yes, I am, but his body is in good condition. Can you tell us why, if the Bhagwan is able to withstand such pain, I'm saying that you will not see external reaction to pain, but that does not mean he is in agonizing pain. And if you watched him walk yesterday in court, you would know he is in pain. I saw you last night when leaving the courthouse. He said he was feeling great, so this request for him from the county jail, did it come from him or from you? He said, I need to be removed. When he says he's feeling great, he always feels great, but we're speaking of his being, not of his body. Is he the one that's requesting this? I have not consulted with him. Have you asked him or has anyone asked him whether he has a problem being there? Yes, he has a problem being there. Has anyone asked him whether he has a health problem in the jail, being in jail? Yes, they have. Has his attorney filed anything yet to plan on getting him out earlier than the Thursday hearing, or will he remain in jail until then? He is asking the court to allow him to be in a hospital room rather than in jail. That was yesterday in court. Any religious significance, the fact that he can't change his jail clothing, is that of any real significance to you or him? I think it is degrading. He would like to have his own clothes. We asked the people in jail to at least let him have his hat, and they told me no. Why is the hat? Because he wears a hat. Why are they treating him like a criminal? Why is he being shackled and handcuffed? Is he going to run away wearing a long robe? What is going on in this country? I ask you, what is going on? And then in his condition, wearing a long robe with sandals is going to run. Therefore, he has to be chained like a criminal. Do you think that he's being treated any differently to any other person in his position, his legal position? Absolutely. How is it different? It is different that he has been waiting now for over 3 years, 3.5 years, to be given a response to his immigration status, and there's been no answer. Other religious leaders or teachers have been treated absolutely differently. Since his arrest, I'm saying, do you feel he's been treated unfairly compared to other people with the same legal status? Here the man flies on an airplane in the United States, a legal chartered plane, going on a short trip, and he's in handcuffs. Have there been other people? There are 35 immigration charges, Hasia. What charges? There are possibly 2 allegations. Out of the 35, there may be 2 things that he may or may not be involved in. But he is indicted on 35 charges, but he wasn't indicted at the time. What do you think he could be involved in? Something to do about changing status from one, I don't know, I'm sure the attorneys could be more specific. I think there's a total refusal to understand or willingness to understand. Bhagwan has always been against organized religion. He's always been for religiousness and meditation. He's a religious worker. The organized religion as such is something else. It is something that is dead. These people in belief structure, in belief systems, rather than individuals' experience of their belief. But the status of the organized religion, the leader of an organized religion, denounces the structure? I don't think there is any difference. He is still a religious worker. Legalities as such, I don't know. You will have to talk to the attorneys. Would he ever contemplate suicide in your base? No. If he had to return to Rajneeshpuram on November 20th, what was it that he had to return for? Who was to be a witness in the crimes that are being investigated and were committed by Sheila and her group. If Hanya had a house in Charlotte, why was her bags on the plane? Her bags were not on the plane. She was coming from a conference she did in the University of Georgia. So the U.S. attorney was incorrect that she had 2 bags? I'm sure she was incorrect. That luggage was just borrowed or whatever. Her suitcases were there. Dion John did an interview today as well, and he couldn't offer any information, but he did say one thing, and that was somebody asked him a question about whether or not Bhagwan was receiving the proper food. And he said no, that he knew that he was getting canned applesauce and what they call salad, which is probably green lettuce. I mean, he didn't get into it, but... So I know that that's a major concern, is, you know, what he's being given to eat. One of the guys that called from the press today said, that the jail in North Carolina is notorious for being filthy. So, on we go. I would advise you to probably talk to legal counsel about how to go about doing something like that.
Can we hear?
Yeah, now.
I think there was, I don't know if we showed that CNN piece in which they said that the jail is receiving calls from around the world of people who are worrying about his welfare. And people have sent telegrams and other things to him in jail. We hope he's going to be back in Portland by Thursday. And I don't know if you have heard, communes and people around the world are starting peaceful demonstrations in different countries. I am pretty sure that's going to happen as soon as we know. Well, as soon as you know he's coming back, I'm hoping we're all going to go welcome him. So what's the rest of the program? We have a video that everybody wanted to see, yeah? Yeah? Okay. And tomorrow, I hope we're going to have a lot of what he said today in jail. As I said, he spent a lot of time answering questions, and Nightline must be on the air right now in the other side of the country.
We just got a message that Magdalena's water was out for a couple of hours, and so they really need help cleaning up tonight. So if anybody can get themselves to Magdalena to help clean up, it'd be great.
Do you still want to see this video, or shall we hold it off?
What is it?
Yeah.
It's one of the latest interviews in which Pratima asked questions that many people have heard of that I didn't see, but it seems to be an absolutely beautiful one.
Hi. Hi, Katie.
For the ones who want to stay tonight, we'll see that one tonight.